Look who's finally awake. I think you and I both know what time it is. Why? It's time for you to be useful, of course. My pet. What other time would it possibly be? No, why don't we put that man flesh to use and do something productive? Because I like pretending that you're stronger than I am. It makes things interesting, don't you think? Fun, even. I'm starting to get tired anyways. Which means you need to take over from where I left off. I was building up this wall for the raiders. Oh, you know how I do love to bash their skulls in, but I don't know, I just felt like making it a little bit harder for them this time. You get so scared when they come. So, really, I'm doing it for you, not me. But I didn't want to say that, I know how fragile your ego is. There. What would I do if one of them came to take you away from me? That would be no fun. We can't have that, can we? And I tend to be possessive of my pets. You know that. Can't help but want you all to myself. All right, up you go. I think I'll just watch from here. Not that you would know, because you were busy sleeping, but I actually get most of the work done while you're getting your beauty rest. I only ask you to finish up tasks I'm too tired to do, but I would never ask you to do anything outside of your means. I'm not that cruel, surely. You would think you'd know me better by now. How long have you been my pet again? You can't seem to remember. Time slips by so fast. At least a couple months, though. Right? That's what I thought. So then, surely you're used to how things work between us? Have I ever treated you unfairly? Well, I suppose there was that one time, but we don't have to discuss that, do we? Such a good pet. Willing to forgive and forget. Exactly why I like you. Exactly why I haven't yet disposed of you. Not only are you useful, but I quite enjoy your company. Much more obedient than those who came before you. Exactly as it should be. No. You and Butter hop to your task. I've already laid everything out for you. What? Right. What was I talking about? Right, the wall. I don't want to hear it. Of course they're just going to knock it down, but that's not the point. It's not there to stand forever. It's simply there to deter them. I thought it would make you happy. Now all you're doing is complaining. How I detest complaints. There you go. Much better mood, that's what I like to see. Now, am I going to be able to sleep, or do I need to give you step-by-step instructions as well? What? Damn. I think I've been pushing myself too far. Well, my sweet pet, if you must know, you seem to have night terrors. I can't exactly sleep, but you're screaming all the time. But I try my best to make sure you feel safe. It's led to my unfortunate predicaments. As you can see, I am no longer able to stay awake. I fear what might happen if I cannot protect this place. If I cannot protect you. What if they try to take you away from me? Then what? I'll be all alone again. I don't want that. I can't be all alone again. Not here. Besides, I've grown attached to you. Like you, even. Forgive me, I'm rambling in a tired state. I don't know what I'm saying. Just pound the damn wall. It's all that matters right now. Everything else is secondary right now, including my lack of sleep, so just do what you're meant to and I will oversee it. That's correct. I made the paste myself, you know? Although I don't think you want to know exactly what is in it that makes it so sticky. Well, how else am I supposed to make the stone stairs one? You're right. It's better that you don't know. I don't even think I ate today. Must have forgotten. Been so busy with other stuff. Fever. No. Impossible. I've never been sick once. Not in my 27 years. It's impossible. Because I said it is. How would I even get sick anyways? My cuts, they always heal up. No problem. Why are you so worried anyway? Shouldn't you be building that? I'm just tired, that's all. It's nothing else. It's nothing. And I said, leave me be. I don't need you to be my nurse. I can take care of myself. Because I said so. Potion. Back away. I don't need your vile human medicine. I said I'm fine. All right. Leave me alone. I don't need. Fine. If it's medicine you want to give me, I'll take it. Yes, of course. This. Why does it taste so awful? You know why and strange I am. I feel different. It's like I have more stamina or energy. I don't understand. Is this potion you said? And you humans made this? Interesting. I'm sorry about what I said before. And that I don't need you to look after me. And perhaps I might have been too hasty. I most certainly feel better. Although I cannot speak as to why. It was almost instantaneous. I wasn't aware that mere mortals possessed such. No matter. I think perhaps I have underestimated you throughout the course of our relationship. You are far more wise and resourceful than I ever gave you credit for. Allow me to remedy my mistake. Slow down, my pet. You think I'm going to let you go, and you may keep wishing. Although, I suppose I could always give you a little bit more agency. Allow you to suggest ideas to me every once in a while, instead of immediately telling you to be quiet and such. Perhaps a different perspective from your human eyes might do us some good every once in a while. I thought I was good at killing humans, but perhaps seeing that you are yourself human, perhaps you might have some insight. You do wish to stay with me, don't you? Well then, perhaps we should start with you helping me. How else am I supposed to keep you around if there's always people coming in trying to rescue you? Or slay me? Well, please enlighten me. It's nothing. And I just probably just the potion. That's all. What were the ingredients? Perhaps I'm allergic to something. Its contents. What? No, one before. You fool. The ladder is an aphrodisiac. You did this on purpose, didn't you? You know, if you felt the lack of my attention, you could have just asked. There was no need to give me such a thing. You didn't know, truly. Why do I find that hard to believe? You're such a needy boy. I find that incredibly hard to believe. That you felt the need to trick me so that you could get me something to get me in the mood. I bet you're the one who made me sick, too. wouldn't put it past you. It's okay. You're gonna get what you want. So you should be happy. Very happy. Look, it's alright. Do you really think I would judge you for such a thing? If anything, I think it's adorable. So, why don't we... What? Oh, so now you want to build the wall? That's interesting. The silent treatment, too. Interesting. No, I understand. You go ahead and work. I'll just stand here and watch. Surely you wouldn't mind if I just... What? Does it distract you from working? It sucks, doesn't it? You're not gonna stop me. You never do. There you go. Just lay down. I don't need you to do anything else. Just lay down for me. There you go. Good boy. Letting out your voice like that. And what if someone were to hear you? It's okay. I promise. You can let your voice out. You like it when I touch you, don't you? Of course you do. Of course you do. You love it when I touch you. You know, I think the mouth is saying one thing and your body is saying that's what I thought. I'm gonna hop on now, okay? You're gonna be a good boy and let me use you, alright? Can you do that for me? Good. Potion you gave me. Really, there's no way that stuff did this. Feel how what I am. My stupid human pet. You know what you're good for. It's only one thing. Shouldn't be that hard for you to guess. Making me feel good. Oh, fuck. Shut up. I don't want to hear it. You are not dead until I say we're done. You stupid, pathetic human cock. I should be ashamed that it makes me feel this good. What's that? You thought I was done just because I came? You poor, silly boy. That's not how this works, no. I already told you. We're not done until I say we're done. Just because you do your job once doesn't mean you don't have to ever do it again. What are your stupid pathetic moans? That's right. Like a bitch for me. Oh, fuck. I might have gone a little overboard there for a minute. Yeah. Well, I didn't break it, did I? I suppose that tells us all we need to know then. Only kidding. And you. After all, what would I do without you? Even if you are just my bed. I think the potion's starting to wear off. Feel a little bit more tired again. I hope this doesn't mean I'm going to get sick too. Now that you've gotten what you wanted, you can be honest. Did you give me some symptoms of illness? So you could slip me that aphrodisiac. I won't be upset, I just wanna know, okay? I just want you to be honest with me. And tell me. I'm not gonna be angry with you. Okay. Yeah. No. I said I wasn't going to be angry, and I'm not. But just know that if you're minding your own business one day and you pop a boner, it's definitely because I did the same back.